Bruce Williamson is from the organisation Rail Future, who campaigns for better rail services. He joins us on the phone. Bruce, good morning to you.
Good morning, Kevin.
So, Bruce, we've been talking about HS2 forever. Is it really going to happen?
I think it is. Obviously, it's still many, many years away, but the government have invested so much sort of political capital and actual pounds money in researching it and organising it. I think it will happen, yeah.
Do you think the route is now confirmed and unchangeable?
Practically, yes. Certainly for the first section from London to Birmingham. A few years ago, we argued for a different route following the M1, but, the decision has been made now, so I think we're stuck with this one that does go through the Chilterns.
Of course, you can understand it from Northamptonshire's point of view, perhaps, that although HS2 is going to be going through a big portion of it, there won't be particularly any stations nearby, so we won't get the direct benefit, perhaps.
Possibly not, but the general case for HS2 is that passenger numbers on the railway have just increased. Well, they've doubled in the last 20 years, and they show no signs of reducing. So we've got this sort of capacity crisis on our overcrowded railway, and it's absolutely essential that we meet that challenge of adding extra capacity to the network. And I think there's only so much you can do in terms of tweaking existing railways, squeezing a bit of extra capacity out of them. We've pretty much done all we can in that regard. So a new line is pretty essential, I think.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it, Bruce? I love old maps, and I've got quite a few of them. And in the old days, in the sort of 40s, 50s, 60s, there was a complete spider's web of railway stations and rail routes across the whole country. What went wrong, and why didn't we have the foresight to keep perhaps some of them open?
Basically, we didn't have the foresight. You're absolutely right. Of course, the obvious example is the Great Central Railway, which was shut down. And if that was open, or if that had stayed open, that would have solved some of our problems. People just didn't see that. Even as recently as the 90s, when railways were privatised, it was still seen as sort of managed decline. And of course, now we've reached the stage where the amount of passengers using the railway is back up to what it was, before beaching, and we've got like two thirds of the amount of railways left. The really big mistake, I think, what is unforgivable is not so much closing the railway, but selling off the land and allowing it to be developed, because that means that where we realise we've made a mistake and we ought to reopen some of these lines, there's housing estates all across them. And that continues to be a problem for railway lines which are reopened.
So how much do you think of a revelation will the new HS2 be when it finally opens?
Well, I mean, it will obviously just increase, or reduce rather, the travel times between London, Birmingham and some other cities. All our sort of European counterparts have got these high-speed networks, and they have proved to be hugely successful. And with, oil prices are very volatile at the moment. They're quite low, aren't they? But I still think in the longer term, they're going to go up again and making both motoring and flying less attractive. And it's important we have a railway which is electric and green and not dependent on fossil fuels. Rail travel really is the way forward. It's not something from, even though it is obviously a very old technology, it's got a lot of future in it.
Yeah. And finally, can you see HS2 as being the holy grail of rail travel? Are all our problems going to cease after that?
Certainly not. No. Obviously, HS2 will only serve some of our cities, and there is a real problem across the network with overcrowding. And we've got a huge backlog of investment to do to sort of catch up with the passenger demand. Almost every line in the country suffers from overcrowding, and it's going to be a long time since we solve all our problems in that regard, I think.
All right, interesting talking to you, Bruce. Many thanks for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
All the best. Thank you. Bruce Williamson is from the organisation Rail Future, who campaigned for better rail services. And it's interesting what Bruce said, isn't it, about the old Great Central Railway, which was sort of its version of HS2, if only we had the foresight to keep it open. There you go. Job done in one fell swoop. We live and learn.